This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGH. And we're being joined by our good friend Chelsea Pate from the Lata District Library. Chelsea, what's going on down there at the LDL?
So we have story times coming back from their holiday break that they were on. We've all been on some holiday break.
Yes. Some of us still are.
Yeah, some of us still are, or will be. Mm-hmm. Story times will be returning from their break starting January 5th. I wanted a quick overview, our story times we have, because I don't think I've talked about them in a little while here. So they kind of vary week to week. Usually they're like an every other week kind of basis. So I always recommend people look at the calendar and register for them. But we have five different kinds of story times that we do. We have a family story time at Robinson Township. That's on Mondays at 9:30 a.m. This is one that's all ages are welcome. So it's a larger age range for kiddos. We have our toddler move and groove story time. That's on Tuesdays. We have a 9:30 and a 10:30 time slot. That one's a really popular one. This is for toddlers 18 months to 3 years old. And we've got a lot of movement in this one. So usually kiddos come in, have a great time, get all worn out, and then it's like nap time. We have our little learners preschool story time. This is Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. for little ones 3 to 5 years old. So they learn how to read, write, talk, sing, and play. We have, and I think this is one of my favorite names for them, we have the Baby Bounce story time. Baby Bounce. This is Thursdays for at 10 and 11 a.m. So once again, two time slots there because that's a real popular one. This is best for newborns to 2 years old. And this is a more relaxed lap sit style story time. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we have our Saturday family story times, alternating Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. And that's another all ages for our little kiddos. Mm-hmm. So those are our five story times that we have, and they are returning to their normal schedules now coming up here this month.
Anything else in the queue there, Chelsea?
Oh, yes. We have, a little bit older now for our teens. We know that midterms are coming up here. So we have a bunch of teen study space available starting on January 10th and going all the way to the 21st. It's various times. So once again, kind of check online and see what would be best for you. And we will be providing snacks. Mm-hmm. Free snacks, like drinks, hot cocoa, tea, stuff like that, to support you guys on your studying for the midterms. And then also, if you need a little break, we also have this library switch. Mm-hmm. So you can do a little studying, maybe play a little Animal Crossing or Mario Kart or something with your friends, and then get back to it. We're here to help.
You're here to help. You are here to help.
Always.
Yes.
Also have coming up, and this is something I'm super duper excited about, our winter reading challenge. Mm-hmm. We always promote the summer reading, and that's our whole summer long. This is our winter reading challenge. It goes from January 1st through 31st. The theme this year is cozy up with a good book. And it is, we're saying, 'tis the season for coziness, and challenging our community to read at least 300 minutes or 5 hours through the month of January. As with our other reading challenges, you can participate on a Beanstack app or with a paper reading log, and it is a bingo this year. Mm. Everyone always loves the winter reading bingo, so we brought it back. So I do think the physical reading log is fun because then you get a physical like bingo board. Mm. So essentially by reading minutes and doing, I believe it's up to 6 fun little winter activities, you can earn your bingo. With one bingo, so that's horizontal, vertical, and diagonal, you can earn a hot cocoa kit from Patricia's Chocolate.
Ooh.
And it comes with a homemade vanilla bean marshmallow.
Oh.
Oh, they're so good. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then if you earn all the badges on the bingo card, you get blackout. You get entered in to win a chance to win one of our 2 grand prize drawing bundles, which is our Cozy Day End bundles. Comes with stuff like a $20 gift card to the Bookman. They're called a book bean. It's like a pillow for reading. A plushie blanket, free large pizza coupon from Domino's, and it's all in a fancy Marushka tote bag. Mm. So a lot of fun supporting some also like small local businesses around here. And of course, Indie reading counts for this. So this is for audiobook people who, you know, listen to stuff to and from work, magazines, ebooks, graphic novels, manga, newspapers, everything.
Okay. All right. That's so, good.
Something for everyone.
Something for everybody. Anything else that we need to know about?
Once again, for teens, we have Pizza and Pages coming up. This is a fun event here on Friday, January 2nd. It's essentially a pizza party and book talk. And that'll be from 2 to 3 p.m. for grades 7 through 12.
Okay. All right. A lot of stuff going on down there at the LDL. Chelsea, if people want to learn anything else about what's going on at the Loudoun District Library, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us on social media at Loudoun District Library.
She's Chelsea. I'm Jesse. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN.